This is the Game Misconduct Podcast with Don LaGreca.
And welcome to Game Misconduct for this Tuesday. Big night tonight for the teams that all missed the playoffs. And that, of course, we have the draft lottery, which can be seen on NBC Sportsnet later on tonight. So if you're an Avalanche fan, you're very excited. You've got the best chance of landing the first overall pick because you traded it with the Ottawa Senators. So you've got that first pick. So 18.5% chance of landing it. The Kings are at 13.5. The Devils 11.5. Red Wings 9.5. Sabres 8.5. The Rangers 7.5. Edmonton 6.5. The Ducks 6. Canucks 5. Flyers 3.5. Wild 3. Blackhawks 2.5. Panthers 2. Coyotes 1.5. And the Canadiens a 1% chance of landing it. We'll break it down tomorrow who gets it, and certainly it'll be the Hughes debate of who's going to be able to get Jack Hughes with the first overall pick. And right now, the Avalanche, who are already loaded with talent, are in very good shape, an 18.5% chance, the best chance to be able to win that first overall pick. But there's a lot of good players, and we've seen second, third round could also be lucrative. Take a look at Nikita Kucherov, where he was drafted. Take a look at Johnny Gaudreau, where he has been drafted. There is a lot of players that could be drafted and could be a lot of fun. All right, we've got so much to get into as far as our predictions for the playoffs, but I just wanted to mention thank you so many people for entering the Don LaGreca Ice Pick Bracket Challenge. You can look it up at NHL.com to join. Nearly 3,000 people have done it for a chance to win a jersey or a chance to go to a Ranger game with me. Get a chance to meet me, hang with me in the broadcast booth and all that, so you can pick the game. And if you're not a fan of the Rangers, but you live in the tri-state area, then you know what? If you're a fan of the Devils, go to a Ranger-Devil game. If you're an Islander fan, go to a Ranger-Islander game. If you're a Blackhawk fan, wait for the time when the Blackhawks come and go to that game. It does not necessarily have to be just any random Ranger game. And if you want to go the jersey, authentic jersey, personalized, your name, your favorite player's name, that will go to the winner. So we've got nearly 3,000 people. You got all day today and tomorrow to get it in before the drop of the puck. So check a look at the rules. Again, just go to NHL.com. You'll find it. NHL.com/leagues, /bracket challenge/leagues, then /Don LaGreca ice pick. And you'll be able to find it all right there for you. Again, nearly 3,000 people have already had a chance to enter. All right, let's start in the Eastern Conference. The Blue Jackets are going to take on the Tampa Bay Lightning. I referred to this yesterday with EJ. The Dave Maloney and a few other people that I've talked to felt that Tampa might have a better chance to win against Blue Jackets have a better chance to win against the Lightning rather than the Capitals, because the one thing the Lightning may lack is a bit of an edge, and that Columbus does have edge. So that might be the case, but it's not going to be enough, let's face it, to win this series. I mean, Columbus, they're a nice team. Panarin has really carried them down the stretch. The trade of Duchesne has made them more well-rounded at the center position. Seth Jones is one of the best defensemen in the league. But you've got an unproven Sergei Bobrovsky who has not really risen to the occasion in the postseason. You can make the case that his team hasn't played well in front of him, but take a look at his roster. They've never been out of the first round. They've had teams on the ropes, including the Capitals last year, weren't able to finish them off. Tampa's just too good. I'm not going to say a sweep. That would be disrespectful, but I think it's going to end up being 5 games. I just cannot see Tampa really being challenged by Columbus. They were limited after the trading deadline. I think Tortorella's savvy. I think he'll come up with a game plan that to do the best that they could against Tampa, but Tampa's not losing in the first round. Their main concern is probably going to be in the second round when I think they're going to face Boston, and that's going to be my prediction for the game against the Leafs. I like the Toronto Maple Leafs. I do, and I think Gardner coming back and healthy is going to help them tremendously in the playoffs, but I don't see this going any longer than 6. Boston is finally healthy. Corrali's hurt. I get it, but they got Pasternak back. They got Chara back. They've got McAvoy back. Rask is playing well for them. Marchand, Bergeron. I mean, they've got so much talent on that team. They're deep. They've been there. They've done that. And Toronto's just not ready. Now, I think a lot of it's an excuse. You're hearing a lot of people out of Toronto say, well, it's not about this year. That's fine. They weren't thinking that when Toronto got out of the gates quick and they were playing some tremendous hockey. But clearly that's become the reality now. Now, Austin Matthews wants to make up for what happened last year, but this has been a stumbling point for the Leafs for many years. The last two times they've been in the playoffs, they lost this first-round matchup, including the heartbreaker in 2013 when they had the Bruins on the ropes, up 4-1 in Game 7, let it slip away, lost the game in overtime. Anything can happen, and certainly Anderson has played well enough this year to give you a chance in any series, but I just think Boston is just too good. I think Boston and Tampa have been destined to play each other in the second round of the playoffs. It's ridiculous that this is the format, but that's what you're going to get, and I think Boston beats Toronto. Carolina and Washington is interesting because the NHL is littered with defending Stanley Cup champions losing early in the next round. And I think Carolina really has nothing to lose. Nobody expected them to be here. They're definitely going to play with that edge of, we're going to try to prove the world wrong. And thanks to Don Cherry for getting all that going with the whole calling them jerks, and they've really embraced that. And they've got some experienced guys on that team with Justin Williams, who has been there, been on underdog teams before, won a couple of cups with the Los Angeles Kings. They're getting the goaltending, which has to make you feel good. Mrazek has played well. But is he healthy? Do they have an Ovechkin? I mean, Aho's good. Teravainen's good. And I think they're a fun team to watch. And I think a lot of people are going to be rooting for them. And I think the atmosphere in Carolina is going to be great. But they're definitely going to have to steal a game in Washington. But I think the Capitals, it's easy to kind of forget. They still won the Metropolitan Division. They held off the push that the Islanders and the Penguins put on late in the season. Ovechkin carried them to a cup last year, but he had a lot of complimentary players as well. Wilson is built for the playoffs. I don't know if Carolina's got really an answer for him. So I'm going to say it's going to be five games, maybe six, because I do think Carolina will play well at home. And Washington does have a history sometimes of batting these teams around like a bunny and not finishing them off when they should. But I think after winning the Stanley Cup, it's a little bit of a different Capital team. So I got the Capitals, I'm going to say, winning this in five. I think the classic series in the East is going to be the Islanders and the Penguins. And I know I'm definitely in the minority with this one. But I think the Islanders are built for the postseason. They've got a coach who's fresh off a cup, right? And the goaltending really doesn't matter because the structure, the way they play defense, is perfect for the postseason, where the games are low scoring anyway. Now, the Islanders are going to be fishing for goals. There's no question that if they lose, it's going to be because of a lack of offense more than a lack of defense. But this is where Matthew Barzal can really stake his claim as a star in New York, okay? This is still a playoff sport, even though it's difficult to make the playoffs as opposed to years ago. But you really can stake your claim here as a star and make this your team. Lee, the same thing. First year as captain. There's a lot of guys there that can step it up and play well offensively. You know, the Eberleys and the Baileys. I mean, they've got some offensive players. Just hasn't shown. Their power play has been terrible this year. But you know what? The Penguins' kill has been bad, too. So maybe that's going to allow the Islanders to kind of hang into games and score some power play goals. Pittsburgh comes into the playoffs at the bottom of the league, 28th in the league in the kill. So maybe the Islanders can take advantage of that. I'm not in love with Pittsburgh defensively. Now, they can flat out score. Letang is healthy. Malkin is healthy. So some of the guys that were banged up, Gensel's had a career year with 40 goals. You know what Sidney Crosby can do in this situation. I'm not going to say it's going to be easy, but I think the Islanders can win this in seven. I do, because as much as Pittsburgh is great and has the talent, they've been picked off early in the playoffs before. Last year they lost in the second round, if you remember. And I don't think this is your classic Pittsburgh team that we've seen in years past, okay? I know they competed for a chance to win the division, but they didn't. They settled for third place when they really had a chance to maybe make more of a run, and they didn't do it. And I know they weren't healthy, but they're supposed to be deep. Murray's still a great goaltender. We know that. He's got the hardware to prove it, but he can be beaten. They do give up sometimes odd man rushes. The Islanders are really going to have to make sure they finish on those opportunities. So you got to have an upset somewhere, and it's odd to call the Islanders the upset because they have home ice advantage for the first time in 31 years. But I'm going to go with the Islanders winning that in seven. Out west, it's wide open. I mean, you can make a case for any of the eight teams. You really could. Calgary and Colorado, I think, is going to be a classic. Calgary is a very, very good team. But the question is, do they have good enough goaltending? Can Smith, Riddick, whoever is going to be the guy that takes charge, are they the type of goaltenders that can carry a team deep in the playoffs? I think they can be. Calgary always had an Achilles heel on the blue line, but Giordano's having a Norris Trophy type of year. So they've really done well on the blue line. They made the trade with Carolina to bring in some help on the blue line. Gaudreau had a career year. Monahan is very good. Tkachuk is having a breakout season. They're going to score goals, and I think Colorado is going to give them the opportunity to score goals. Not sure what Rantanen's situation is going to be. That's still a top-heavy team in Colorado. I don't think they have the depth to win a series. They did challenge Nashville, if you remember, last year, but I think that was more about the Predators struggling at home than it was the Avalanche necessarily being the better team in those games. I'm going to go with Calgary winning this series. I'm going to say five or six, but I think Calgary is going to come out of the first round. But I think Colorado will be able to sustain, but just not deep enough, I think, to be able to beat them. Vegas and San Jose. This is the pillow fight of the Western Conference based on how these teams played at the end of the year. I mean, Vegas did not play well. EJ brought it up yesterday. Fleury came back, and they still didn't play well. Sharks have been a mess. Is it both goaltenders playing poorly in Dell and Jones? Is it the players in front of them? I've talked to some people out of San Jose that the quality of these opportunities are where you got to look at. They might only be allowing 24, 25 shots a game, but it's really the quality of those opportunities. So I think Vegas is going to win this series. I've just been very disappointed in the way San Jose's played. Even with Carlson coming back, I think Fleury can win the day. I'm going to say Vegas wins this in six. Very disappointing first round outage for San Jose, but I just don't believe they're going to be able to flip the switch. I think Vegas finds a way to win. My other upset, big time, is going to be, I think Dallas is taking out Nashville in seven. They've got Bishop. I understand he's a tweak away from being out of the lineup, but Hudobin is not awful. Sagan, Ben, maybe they'll show up in the second half here. Maybe they'll show up in the postseason after having not the greatest of regular seasons. Klingberg healthy, that's going to be big as well. And Matt Zuccarello. They went and traded for him for a reason. He fits what they're trying to do. Matt's has been there, went to the Stanley Cup final, went to a conference final back-to-back years. He's built for the postseason. He's the perfect postseason guy. I think Montgomery's put a nice defensive style. I think they're also built for the playoffs. Nashville messed around here this year. Not as good as they were in years past. Certainly not as good as they were last year or the year before when they went to the Stanley Cup final. I think Dallas picks them off and wins in seven. Winnipeg and St. Louis. Winnipeg also has not looked great. But looking and talking to the people out of St. Louis, that it's the team carrying Binnington more than Binnington carrying the team. It was just a coincidence that the young kid got a chance to play just at the time that the Blues started to come together. Tarasenko has woken up. Berube was a great playoff player, now getting a chance to be a great playoff coach. But I just really believe in my heart that the Jets will figure it out. Even though Hellebuck did not have a great regular season, he can make up for it here in the postseason by playing the way that he played in last year's regular season. It was a problem in that conference final against Vegas where he was outplayed by Fleury. Maybe he learned something about that, and maybe Winnipeg, with the experience of making a couple of rounds last year and getting to the conference final, won't be enough to get him through St. Louis. It's a shame that one of these teams got to go early, because I think they're both very good teams, and the way that the St. Louis Blues played down the stretch, I think it was terrific, but I do think Winnipeg is going to steal the day. So I got Tampa, Boston, Washington, the Islanders. I've got Calgary. I've got Vegas. I've got Dallas. And I've got Winnipeg making out of the first round. So give me your thoughts on that, Don LaGreca, hashtag game misconduct. Let's hear from you now. Calvin Hewitt, who is our resident Sharks fan, says, hey, Don, where do you think the Flyers go now? Quinville's in Florida. There was rumors he was going to sign with the Flyers. Also, who do you believe will get the first pick in the draft? Who do you think will be the biggest upset in the playoffs? I'm going to go Islanders, or maybe Dallas will be looked upon as the bigger upset, considering they've got home ice disadvantage. So I'm going to go with Dallas. I don't know where Philadelphia goes. Chuck Fletcher's got a very interesting decision to make there as far as where they're going to go. I did think Joel Quenneville was a fit in Philadelphia. Maybe they just didn't want to give him the $6 million a year. I'm not sure. But I got to believe that that is going to be a very difficult decision there for Philadelphia, and an important one for sure. Forever T8 says, if Colorado wins the draft lottery, shouldn't they trade it for multiple picks or trade it for a superstar? I think if you got a chance to get the player that they can get, you got to get him. I mean, if Hughes is there, you get him. I don't think you mess around. I think it's just too important to get that star young player and just compile them. I don't think you mess for one guy. I think they hold on to the pick and they draft him. David says, how do you see the Joel Quenneville hiring working out in Florida? I'm hoping he somehow revitalizes that market into a contender that draws more fans, but I also feel it can draw interest with a successful team, that it's what makes the team relocate. Still, them winning games is always going to get more people in the building, but it's not going to solve their problem of Sunrise not being in either Fort Lauderdale or Miami. It's off the beaten path. It's kind of in the middle of nowhere. So everybody's got to drive and find parking to get over there. And it's a nice arena, but it's off the beaten path of the two markets in which they're trying to represent. But Quenneville is going to bring in a style. He's going to bring in a system. They have talent there in Florida. They do. Trocheck's a good player. Barkov is a good player. Huberto is a good player. I mean, Ekblad is a good player. They've got very good players. They just haven't had to find anybody to tie it all together. They've tried it for so many years. Bugner wasn't the guy. DeBoer looked like he might have been the guy. Didn't work out. So his relationship with Dale Towne, they think the same way. I'm not going to say that Florida is going to win at the clip that the Chicago Blackhawks did, but he's going to give them credibility. Now, if he gives them the ability to stay in Florida, it's just going to be about winning. We'll see if it works out. Madison Miller says, do you think any coaches that are coaching in the playoffs will get fired? Great question. I think if Columbus goes out in a whimper, I can see John Tortorella being let go. I'm not sure any of the other coaches that are in the playoffs could possibly get fired. I still think Maurice has done a great job there in Winnipeg. Of the teams that I predicted would get bounced in the first round, Toronto's not making a change. Carolina's not making a change. Pittsburgh's not making a change. Colorado, I guess you can make the case that Bednar could be in a little bit of trouble, but I really don't think that beating the Calgary Flames, I don't want to be in a position to beat the number one seed in order to be able to survive and keep my job. Montgomery's not going anywhere. Certainly Nashville's not going to be changing a coach anytime soon. I don't think Laviolette. Well, you know what? I'm not going to take that back. Laviolette could be a target. He's been there a while now. If they go out in the first round after going out in the second round last year, not being able to follow up the momentum of going to a Stanley Cup final. So to answer your question, Madison, I would think the two coaches that could be out of a job if there is an early exit would be John Tortorella and Peter Laviolette. Now, Mario says, hey, Don, playoffs are finally here. What was your favorite Rangers series that have you called in the playoffs before? Well, obviously, the Pittsburgh series was amazing. I called two games in that series back in 2014. That was the second round series against the Penguins, down 3-1. Martin St. Louis' mom passes away. Everybody goes to the funeral. They come back from 3-1 down. They had that great game one that I had a chance to call where he had the double overtime goal where a goal was scored and waved off and scored again. Broussard hits the post. Pouliot scores the game winner. They go on to lose the next three, but then win the next three, go to the conference final, beat Montreal to go to the Stanley Cup final. That would be the one that I was involved in the most that I remember and most resonates with me. Let's see. Pickled Nick says, which upset would you like to see happen? I'd love Carolina over Washington as a Ranger fan, rooting for Dallas. Also, since the Islanders will be at Barclays in the second round, will it be there for the rest of the playoffs or will they switch back to Nassau in the conference final? No, the reason they would not be in the conference final after the first round is because of television. In the first round, the games will be on MSG. Less cameras, less coverage, less media. But once they make it to the second round, if they do, as I predict they will, then they would have to then convert over to the Barclays Center and be better suited for television where all the games would be on national television. So once they are done with the Coliseum after the first round, any further playoff games will all be out of Brooklyn. Let's see here as we take a look. Jason says he's already submitted his Don LaGreca bracket challenge. I appreciate that. And he just showed me he's got the Stanley Cup final being the Islanders in Vegas. Love it. That would be something if that were to take place. Kravitzaw says, Don, are you wearing any lucky socks clothing today, hoping for the Rangers to win the draft lottery? I don't believe in all that garbage. I would like to see it. The Rangers have never had the first overall pick since this draft format was instituted after the original expansion. So they've never had it. So maybe they're due and they've only got a 7.5 point chance of it happening. But hey, stranger things have happened. And you saw the Devils didn't have the best chance when they had the first overall pick. So let's see if they can get that done. That would be something if they can get that first overall pick. I think it'd be great for the Rangers, but obviously I can imagine a lot of people that aren't Ranger fans would not be happy with that. Courtney says, NHL bracket done for game misconduct. How come now comes the hard part of not second-guessing myself 100 times before tomorrow night going with my gut? Yeah, you got to go with your gut. Don't worry and constantly second-guess yourself. Daniel says, playoffs are here, Don, so I was wondering, what's the best playoff series you've ever watched? I'm going to be a little biased as a Ranger fan, but it's got to be the Rangers-Devils 94, right? Curious to hear some of the others that come to mind for you. Well, just to not be biased, and I brought this up many times before, and I had a chance to talk to Terry Crisp about it because I'm such a fanboy when I see guys that I really worship when I was younger. My favorite series as a fan that I didn't have a dog in the fight, but I just love seeing it. I actually went out and bought on VHS Game 7 was the 1989 Smythe semifinals between Vancouver and Calgary. Calgary was a team that barely made the playoffs. Vancouver was a team that barely made the playoffs. Calgary was the President's Trophy winner. They went seven hard-fought games, including overtime in Game 7. Joel Otto scores the game winner. I was talking to Terry Crisp about it. He still believes that if there was replay, they probably would have taken it away, because I think Joel Otto did kick the goal in for the game winner. But rivals, and I've talked about it whenever I've been up at the Saddle Dome calling games, and I was just there a couple of weeks ago, to be able to call games there knowing that one of the favorite series I've ever watched and the favorite game I ever watched, I'm sitting in the same booth where that game was called, is really cool. So that would be my easy answer. So instead of going Devils, instead of going Rangers, instead of going local, that's the direction I decided to go. 89 Smythe semifinals between the Flames and the Canucks. All right, playoffs are going to be with us tomorrow. So here's what we do. We'll be back again tomorrow. We'll go over the draft lottery, who won, who lost, and be able to get the exact order for the draft, at least for the teams that missed the postseason. Get that all done. And then we will go over a little bit more of a deep preview on the games that will be played on Wednesday. Some games will start on Wednesday. Some games will start on Thursday. So a little bit of a deeper dive, a little bit of a preview. We will have guests during the course of the playoffs as well. We're going to let this thing mature a little bit, kind of get reaction to some of the things that happen, because game misconduct is me with you the entire length of the playoffs. So all the suspensions, all the upsets, all the amazing goals, all the great saves, we'll have it covered here on Game Misconduct. So again, you've got some time to go to the Don LaGreca Ice Pick Bracket Challenge. Check it out on NHL.com. Register. Nearly 3,000 people have done it so far. Let's get it up. Let's get it going. Great prizes. Great fun. The playoffs are almost here. At the eve of the playoffs, it's like Christmas Eve. So excited for the postseason. We'll dive deeper tomorrow. This was the Tuesday edition of Game Misconduct.
Thanks for listening to the Game Misconduct Podcast. Looking for more Don LaGreca? Hear him on the Michael K. Show weekdays from 3 to 7 p.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York. And worldwide on the ESPN app. And don't forget to subscribe to the Game Misconduct Podcast on the ESPN app, Google Play Music, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.